Chapter 9. My Story. December 4th, 1978, Germany. To my child. I am writing this to you from Dresden. I want you to know that, although you haven't received any letters from me, that doesn't mean I haven't written any. Every day, I write a letter to you. I want to tell you what I experienced all those years ago, here in Dresden. If I could tell you about it, maybe I could forget it all and come home to you. I don't think that's possible, but I want to try. One evening in February 1945, Anna and I were talking, and I told her how much I loved her. The war was terrible, but people said that it would be finished soon. She and I talked about where we would live after the war, and we planned to have children together. That evening was the last time I ever saw her. As I walked home, I heard the planes coming. There were 100 of them flying over Dresden in the dark. When I saw them coming toward me, I knew that something awful was about to happen. I ran down the stairs of our cellar as fast as I could, but before I had time to say anything, there came the horrible, frightening sound of bombs. My family and I were thrown to the ground, and the cellar filled with fire and smoke. It seemed like the world was going to end. When it stopped, we came out of the cellar, and we didn't recognize anything. There was fire everywhere we looked, and all that was left of our house was the front wall with the front door in it. "I have to find Anna," I told my mother. "Don't go," my father said. "You mustn't go." But I needed to find Anna. I told my parents I would come back and meet them at our front door. I reached out and touched the doorknob. I felt pain and pulled my hand quickly away, and then touched it with my other hand too. I don't know why I did that. When I looked at my hands, they were badly burned. They were red, and the skin had gone. My father shouted at me. It was the first time he had ever shouted at me, and I can't write here what he said. Then, although he had never hit me before, he hit me hard across the face. That was the last time I saw my parents. On my way to Anna's house, the second group of planes came, and the bombs began to fall again. I hid in another cellar, and when that was bombed, I ran through the streets again. Dead and dying people were lying on the floor, and I stepped on them in my panic. I saw so many horrible things, but the worst was a young woman on fire. She was running toward me with a silent baby in her arms, and her eyes were searching for help. Help that it was impossible for me to give. The memory of that baby and the awful pain on the woman's face will always stay with me. I kept running, and my hands kept bleeding. All I could think about was that silent baby. I went past the zoo and saw animals running around, frightened and badly hurt. One of the zookeepers saw me and caught me by the arm. "Do you know how to shoot?" he asked. He pushed a big gun into my hands and shouted, "You have to find the carnivores." I said, "I don't know which animals are the carnivores." He told me, "Then shoot them all. Shoot everything." I don't know how many animals I killed, but it was a lot. I shot an elephant that was lying on the ground and screaming. I killed a monkey that was sitting on a wall, staring at me and pulling its own hair. There were two lions that were standing quietly beside each other, and I shot them both. Were they brother and sister? Friends? Lovers? Can lions love? When the bombing finally stopped, I ran to a river by a bridge and fell down. I pushed my burning, bleeding hands into the cold water. I was in a lot of pain, and my hair had been burned off. I was later told that soldiers came and took more than 220 bodies away from that bridge. Four of the bodies came back to life as the soldiers were moving them, and I was one of them. I was in a hospital for hours, or days, or weeks. I don't know how long it was. When I finally left the hospital, I searched for my parents and for Anna, but I never found them. I believed they were dead, but I never knew for sure. When I met your mother, I wanted to explain everything about Anna and the bombings and the silent baby. I wanted to tell her that I was too afraid of losing someone I loved to love anyone again. But I couldn't speak. It was all locked inside me. So here I am, thousands of miles away from you and her, writing another letter that I may not be able to send. I love you, your father.